Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Open phones coming up. I'm going to break down what's happening more in Iran, North Korea, what's going on with the economy. Big stack of important news. Also, Trooper claims dashboard cam upholds his actions. Totally insane. Also, let's cover that one. Cops gets 40 months for beating up person in wheelchair. We're going to play that video, too. They tried to defend that at first and said the person was arguing with them, which they're not. They go, get up.
I can't. I'm paralyzed.
I said, get up. And they throw them out, break their bones, and laugh at them, and the person was a quadriplegic. And then the mentally ill scum tried to defend themselves. Look, you're only making it worse for yourself with your load of baloney. And this cop's lawyer's going, he was an Iraq veteran, and this is a dangerous EMT to the public and had to be dealt with.
Somebody that doesn't follow the orders of an officer is dangerous.
Orders? What if the cop pulled him over and said, mow my lawn or stand on your head? You don't pull an ambulance over for trying to go to the hospital. You tried to run him off the road, you lunatic. Well, wait till I play the video. And for the radio audience, I'm going to break it down play by play. That's coming up. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Tommy in Minnesota. You're on the air, Tommy.
Sure.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. I love your show, and I got a two-part question. One is, if all we've done in America for the last 250 years is produce wealth or services to enhance that wealth, just how did we end up $57 trillion in debt with a $7.7 trillion money supply, and would you be willing to get Byron Dale, monetary expert, as a guest on your show?
Byron Dale, I've heard that name. They've gotten us into debt from the greatest, wealthiest nation in 1913 to now the poorest, most in debt, because the globalists used our wealth to buy off the world. Then they ran the wealth out. Now they're running up our credit card in our name, literally tens of trillions to buy everything up, leaving Northcom and paramilitary-crazed, brainwashed police on power trips as the rear guard to make sure they can carry out the looting properly. And then they're going to move on, and we'll just be a military jurisdiction that supplies dumbed-down zombies for the global army. But that's how we got into this, was the private bankers took over and set up fractional reserve banking.
You're absolutely correct about the fractional reserve banking, but if they were buying all this stuff from us, where would the debt actually come from in that situation?
Well, they're not buying stuff from us. They've set up global mercantilism.
Okay, but how exactly did they get us $57 trillion in debt if all we've done is produce wealth or services to enhance that wealth?
Because we haven't. They created fractional reserve banking where interest is owed on the creation of money to the private banking families. It's a fraud.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. And Russell L. Monk, General Counsel of the United States Treasury, said it best. He said the actual creation of money always involves the extension of credit by private commercial banks.
After 1913, it did. Yes, I understand the Bank of England and the history of it. Yes, but my point is in the United States, and I know we had central banks that took over before that and were routed out by Andrew Jackson and others. Our entire history is about a struggle against the private European banks coming in, and I appreciate your call, with their sleight-of-hand fraud. It's total sleight-of-hand. They come in, they buy out the politicians, and they say, we're going to control the issuance of currency and credit. And then they buy the world up overnight, fraudulently. It's all a giant fraud. It's all a giant scam. And now they're telling you police beating up ambulance drivers is freedom, and the ambulance driver's bad, though the ambulance driver lets them assault him and choke him and controls himself while they abuse him like psychopathic devils, like vampires on top of him, squeezing him, enjoying themselves, getting off on it. It's so disgusting. And then they go on TV and slander the poor EMTs, and they really believe it. That'd be like if you were going out in your backyard to grab one of your chickens and cut its head off and pluck it, and it bit you. And you said, that darn chicken, it bit me. It didn't have a right to. And it really doesn't. It's your property. It's a slave. But human beings aren't slaves and aren't prey. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, this has been out since the last Friday, and I just made the point that the police did lie and say that the EMT assaulted them. And the video came out, and he just politely said, hey, let's go into the hospital and you can arrest us and be the big man there. He didn't even say it like that. He said, listen, sir, this woman, they thought she was having a heart attack. It turned out she'd had a heat stroke. He said, listen, ma'am, sir, I've got a lady in here with trouble. She's hurt and I got to get to the hospital. Can you just give us the ticket and arrest us there, please? And he just screams at him and says, you get in that back in that vehicle. And he said, no, I'm not going to let you talk to us like that. He goes, I'm going to arrest you. He said, arrest me at the hospital. I've been an EMT for 20 years. He starts cussing at the driver, and he says, don't talk to my driver that way. See, we are human. Our forefathers mattered. We aren't your slaves, you little out-of-control thug. Your banker masters have stolen the country blind. Your masters ship in the heroin and cocaine, and I don't care if you deny it all day. And I know 300,000 Iraqis went down to you boys, and I know you're used to bathing in people's blood, but I'm giving you a newsflash here. We're not your slaves. You understand that? So that's coming up, because these guys have gone completely nuts. They're on TV defending themselves, calling the EMT dangerous. We're going to go through all the video, the unedited video. Now, this is from the squad car. Have next the actual choking video from the cell phone on the other side of the car. Then we'll cut to him choking the black guy and him putting up with it. That's the assault, is a cop choking you. because they're nuts, and pulled an ambulance over. I mean, nuts, folks. He almost runs the ambulance into a car stalled in the breakdown lane hanging out in the road. They almost all die because a nutcase driving around like a maniac. And I guess that cop would have been a lot happier if he'd have had the ambulance hit the oncoming traffic. Maybe he'd have pulled off. He'd have got out. It'd been no big deal. There was dead ambulance drivers and people everywhere and a dead family. But we're so sick of you. You're out of control, thugs. You know, you look at those North Korean police on their power trips looking at the citizens like they're slaves, or Chinese police video where they're on power trips. You look just like them. You're drunk with power, and you make this country look bad, and you disgrace our founding fathers. You're pathetic. Somebody who's given real authority and is a true guardian doesn't act like an out-of-control, power-tripping thug. With great power comes great responsibility. And you're out of your mind. Anyways, that's coming up. This makes me sick. Just an arrogant, self-righteous fool. Aaron in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, my friend, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm kind of blown away by your David Icke interview. Because I've been waiting about 2 months to call in on that subject of the nature of reality and consciousness and whatnot. Because about 2 months ago, I came across a YouTube series of videos by a guy named Jonathan. And it goes by username AdamPants2007, AdamPants2008. And he went through all of that. And I wanted to call into your show and bring it up, but, you know, I like, no. But I had the feeling that it would come up soon or something. And it blew me away when you guys were talking about that.
Well, again, I agree with about 98% of what David Icke says. He's a very intelligent person, and he may be right about the other 2%. The issue is, I'm not talking about David Icke and reptilian space aliens. We have... And we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv later. I'll put it up on screen for people, you know, off of major university websites. We have really four brains that are all interconnected. Okay? Kind of like you have a hard drive and the processor and then other parts of a regular computer. You've got the brain stem that does heartbeat and respiration and basic things like that, and where the nerves come in on the spinal cord. And then you've got other parts of the brain that hook into the cerebral cortex that run hearing and smell and taste. And then those are all driven by the reptilian brain, which is identical to large reptile brains. I mean, it's the same thing. And it's got like the fight and flight and sex and money and food and desires, bestial, you know, things of the flesh. And then there's other parts of the brain that are connected to the spiritual realm and to things that are interpreted that way, at least. And the cerebral cortex, then on the frontal lobes, analyzes all of that and condenses the great data down to a point so we can focus and integrate all the other processors. So people were emailing me saying, you're saying that we have a reptile brain and that we really are aliens? No, I'm not saying that. I'm going off of Gray's Anatomy and university websites that the reptilian area of the brain. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a sector of the overall brain. The brain is a group of different operating systems together. So that's what I was talking about.
About blew me away. You know, I knew all that, you know, the subconscious mind and the subliminals that he was talking about. And that's how you got to break people out of a lot of this is by showing them the subliminals. Because they're going to want to know why 666 is all over everything. They want to know why God lies and Satan is good and things are on covers. And once you tune into this consciousness, you can see this stuff a lot clearer.
Well, no, it's just like what David said. When you see one of those pictures that has a subliminal, once you've seen the subliminal and had it pointed out, that's all you see. And it's just like, you know, once you see something in life, once you've learned about something, or once you've learned somebody's lied to you, it's never the same.
Right.
Go ahead.
And when you were talking about how you, you know, felt like everybody is, you know, somewhat like a symbiote to each other. You know, these series of videos covers all that. And it's just like what Christ was saying when he said, you know, you got to love your enemies, because that goes with it. That's because if you hurt somebody else, you're hurting yourself, because we're all tied into this.
Absolutely. And listen, I appreciate your call. I got to jump. I want to get other people in, Aaron. Thank you. Bob in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless the non-vet in his 60s, and you are one of my heroes, Alex. I'm praying for you all the time.
Well, thank you.
God bless all of you folks. And you're among many, and you're not alone, and I want you to remember that.
Well, thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I've heard a no speech about the hydrogen cars, and that was one of our deals that we could have got going to put the oil companies in their place. What happened to hydrogen cars?
Well, they're going to bring out limited ones that are still based on technologies developed under this fake green revolution. They're only going to develop certain technologies that allow certain globalist companies to control the development of new systems while they suppress a lot of the other technologies that have been developed. And what they're going to do is not really allow new technologies that will really work well to be developed. They're suppressing those on record while using as an excuse to clamp down and tax and regulate and control the existing technologies that are out there. So it's a type of feudalism or serfdom control coming in.
You know, once in a while you're going to get a Beavis and Butthead real dolt call you. Don't let it rub you.
All right, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate that. Good to hear from you, Bob. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Tim.
In the wake of ABC announcing its plans to broadcast from the White House, I have the perfect clip for you today. Last we talked, I played you some Scarface, and you had requested some from Network Howard Beale. And I would like to forward the balance of my time. It runs 1:47, and the out cue is Turn Them Off.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'd rather hear is that Scarface again with all the cuss words cut out. You have that ready?
Not ready, but I can get it.
Okay.
I worked real hard on this Howard Beale bill for you.
All right, let me hear it.
All right, here it goes.
Drum roll.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys the nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. You know, the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy.
Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm tired of hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We give illusions, man. None of it is true. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do. Whatever the tube tells you, you search like a tube. You ache like a tube. You raise your children like a tube. You even drink like a tube. This is mass madness, you maniac. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television, then. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle.
Listen, I appreciate that call, Tim, but the music's a bit loud, in my humble opinion. But, yes, turning off the mainstream media is important at first so that you get away from it and get out from under their illusion, and then later tune back in. And it's like a cartoon. It's so ridiculous and over-the-top and obvious manipulation. But people who for decades have just been watching it, getting deeper and deeper into it, they don't realize they're being played for fools. But absolutely, good to hear from you. All right, when we get back, Michael, Jamie, Dan, many others, 1-800-259-9231. And we're only about 13, 14 minutes away from me breaking down the dash cam video. And it's not just about the cop attacking the ambulance. It's about them saying that the ambulance driver's bad. See, they really believe their tyranny is good. He's as crazy as a bloody March hare. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Taking on the fight. I said, I'll never give it up. Stand tall. I'm getting up on the catapult. You're thinking like a fool, because all it takes is you or not. All right, ladies. gentlemen, we are back live. The Liberty engine is cranking up like 500 horsepower of maximum performance, piercing the night. I can hear the roar of liberty because the great forges are fired up. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Welcome.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say before I got started that, thanks for all the effort that you're doing to inform all of us. And, you know, a lot of us that are waking up, there's no way we're going to be able to comprehend the amount of risk that you're taking to get us this information. But thank you.
All I'm saying is Geronimo, baby. I already jumped a long time ago, and I'm just hoping it's a soft landing. It's a good feeling to be committed.
Yeah, it is. I wanted to share a piece of information before I talk to you about some of the issues regarding the cops and stuff and what's happening. For those of you that want to find information regarding what bills are being introduced by the senators and representatives of your country, opencongress.org, if you click on the bill section, you can track all the bills that they're proposing, all the ones that have been passed, and all the ones that are currently being voted on.
Though more and more they're making bills secret that are non-national security related.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, at least, and it gives people a chance to see what's happening in the government and what bills they're trying to pass to strip away their rights and what else is happening to...
Yeah, well, I mean, what's happening is they're going for broke. They've already committed so many incredible crimes that it's reached flashpoint, and they've just decided to go completely wild, hardcore tyranny, and everybody better watch out. Everybody better watch out because this is for real, and the raping is on. We are being raped big time. Thank you, Michael. Jamie in New York, you're on the air worldwide. Hello, Jamie. Come on down.
Hey, how are you, Alex?
Hey, Jamie.
How's it going? Just wanted to first off say you and your team, great job. You guys are an awesome help in helping awake the rest.
Thank you, my friend. So are you. Go ahead.
Two quick things. First, the entire analog digital TV signal switch that's being pushed so hard by the powers that be, that's just so odd to me in regards to the spectrum of radio frequency that's going to be abandoned due to it, and how that's being bought up by cell phone companies and whatnot. What do you think about that?
Well, there's many different facets to that, and I don't know which one is most important in order. But number one, by making radio and TV convert to the digital, those are new patented systems, but in some cases cost 20 times. In most cases, it's about four times, I've seen them report, what the old non-digital signals. And so a lot of small AM and FM stations, well, FM at first, and then a lot of UHF, VHF are going dark because they couldn't afford it. Also, yes, those spectrums are being gathered up instead of the citizenry or local community being given dibs on those radio and TV spectrums and signals. It's also select corporations are being given larger pieces of the new digital spectrum to further consolidate. You know, the old rules were the companies couldn't own a majority of the transmitters in a locale or the majority of channels. But then also, mind control is real. Flicker rates are real. Subliminal messaging is real. There's a lot of different tactics they use, and it's been proven that the high-def TVs are much more devastating on people, sucking them in for programming. And if you go to the UT psychology department or any other big psychology department, most of it isn't about teaching students. It's DARPA funding and Homeland Security funding, and it's all about a whole floor I saw years ago was just about flicker rates for monkeys, testing how to put monkeys into a mesmerized state. And so, yes, they are mind-controlling people with it. Analog more, my friend.
So appreciate it. I hear the music. Another thing, quick quip. I don't know if you heard about Microsoft's Project Natal releasing
soon. I've heard a little bit. Tell you what, I got to go to this next clip, but if you can hold, I'll get back to you. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Look at this article. It's from Fox News. It has a disgusting headline where the lawyer for the cop that attacked repeatedly and choked a veteran EMT driver with no criminal record and all these great citations for his work. Now, they assault him on the video, not just the cell phone camera video, but now the dash cam video. Trooper claims dash cam upload that everybody's now seen on the web validates him. Headline, Trooper claims dashboard cam upholds his actions. This is their craziness. But before I get to that and break down the mental illness of the establishment, we're now violently pulling over a ambulance with a woman who thinks she's having a heart attack, turned out she'd had heat stroke, going to the hospital and then assaulting the EMTs for no reason. This is supposedly normal, but I wanted to just, of the hundreds of clips we have that document how the police have gone insane, cop gets 40 months for beating man in wheelchair. I'm surprised they didn't claim he was talking back and that it was a danger to the public, because that's what they say in this article. They say the EMT was talking back to the officer and that was a danger to the public, so he deserved what happened to him. Well, I guess this person in a wheelchair was talking back, and I've got a bunch of videos of somebody will be in a wheelchair and they'll say, get up, and the person says, I'm paralyzed. And they just throw them out and start beating them. In a rare instance, and it is rare, of justice, a Chicago cop received a sentence of more than 3 years in prison for mercilessly beating a man shackled to a wheelchair. The officer thug was caught on a surveillance video pummeling the man. Like something out of an evil torture chamber, the brutal cop, William Cozy, cuffed the victim's legs to a wheelchair and then struck him with a SAP. Whatever a SAP is. He later said the man attacked him, but the video shows otherwise. They always do that. Now, the new thing is, if a cop says they're forced to punch you in the face, they will say that you assaulted them. And I've seen video after video of people not doing this, and they'll say it. And all these videos are coming out now. People have hidden cameras in their house. A cop's planting drugs and going, oh, just found drugs. You're going to jail. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here in Texas, and I'd say half the small towns, they just pull you over and take everything you got, and it's on the news. And the cops go on the news and go, yeah, we take your money here. Don't come through the town. I mean, and now they want to have databases where if you've criticized the police, instead of Texas trying to pass this law, it's on their dash computers with automatic cameras that read all the plates. When you come through town, they go, oh, look, Alex Jones talked bad about us. He's going to be passing through the light in about a minute. Well, hell, let me pull out of McDonald's and go over there. Get out of your car, Jones. I'm taking everything you got. And that's how Texas just operates now, out in the open. And the cops go on CNN and go, we can take whatever we want. Yeah, I keep the money. Yeah. We don't have to find drugs on you. I mean, this is the craziness that's going on. So let's go ahead with audio. Show them the video of them beating someone in a wheelchair. One of many. This isn't the one where they tell them, get up, and the person's quadriplegic and can't, so they throw them out, breaking their bones, and then laugh at them. Here it is.
American Hospital for a stab wound. Officer William Causey can be seen handcuffing Miles to the wheelchair and then repeatedly punching him, authorities say, with a blackjack or small baton. The security video has no audio, but was evidence enough for the police department to suspend Causey for 2 years. The city also settled with the victim for $125,000.
No one deserves what took place on that video unless there was some sort of force or harm that was threatened.
Okay, that's enough. Now, according to that, in fact, YouTube, another one, cripple thrown out of wheelchair, I think should bring it up, or jail guard throws person on a wheelchair, and if this person's paralyzed chest down, and they say, get up, and they say, I can't, I'm paralyzed, and they dump them out, breaking the person's legs, because when you've been paralyzed a long time, your legs turn into like chalk, your muscles turn into like jello. And then it's just funny. You know, the person in their urine and feces on the ground, and they kind of have a devilish celebration. The police, by the way, defended that case and said, yeah, no, person didn't get up. Doesn't matter if you're paralyzed. You don't follow an order, we break your legs. See, it's a mental illness of the code says he didn't follow an order, but he couldn't. Doesn't matter. Your legs get broken. Now, the reason I wanted to go over that is this is the mental illness that we're talking about. I mean, this has reached craziness potential. Fox News. Trooper claims dashboard cam upholds his actions. For more than 3 weeks, an infamous cell phone video showing an Oklahoma Highway Patrolman and a paramedic getting into a scuffle. The black guy didn't touch him. The paramedic didn't touch him. They're grabbing, pushing, hitting on him. He pulls an arm away. They call that attacking him. You know, in fact, they now charge you if you raise your hand when you're being beaten. That's assault on a god. I mean, this is God level. Soon we'll be wearing gold crowns, and we'll have to bow when we see them. I mean, it's really mentally ill. Because they take the mental patients that have been in Iraq over there doing all that evil, and they take them here. This is called tyranny, folks. Now its counterpart video from the trooper's dashboard cam has been released, and some are saying it vindicates a decorated war hero. So, see, this is ultimate spin. The video clearly shows the cop out of control, but they've got such arrogance, they'll say it defends him. We're going to show you that video unedited, other than some cuss words cut out. That's coming up, but don't go to it yet, because I want to go through this whole video and leave his audio up while I'm talking. I want to pause it as we go through it and break down. I'm going to read this account of them telling people what it says and only showing short clips on Fox, and then I'm going to show you the unedited video, and you decide what's the truth. Okay. He is not this org. Yes, that means a goblin. This constitutional depriver of people's rights. He's a good man. This is a man that has been in law enforcement, no longer peace officer, for 15 years. He just got back from Iraq, got back in April this year after a tour of duty for the U.S. Navy, said attorney Mark James, who came to the defense of his client, Trooper Daniel Martin, at a press conference Monday afternoon. James claims the dashboard camera upholds his client's story, showing that he acted appropriately in subduing paramedic Maurice White. Subduing! White's going, sir, let us just get to the hospital and you can arrest us or ticket us. This woman is having a heart attack right here. And he said, listen, you piece of trash, bleeping, I said, get in the car. And he's going, you can arrest us there. But this is, and he starts saying, I'm going to arrest you now. And goes into a whole freak out and starts choking people. But the officer subdued the deadly paramedics. Oh, he's doing so. He was fighting Iraqis, and now he's fighting deadly ambulance people. He was scary, that ambulance. It was dangerous. That's what they go on to say. They say, this ambulance is dangerous people. They're dangerous to the public. Get ready, actually. I mean, they're like Al-Qaeda or something. There's nothing scarier than an ambulance. Turns out he harasses other ambulances. He's got like this dominant, crazy power trip where he's God, and that ambulance didn't yield. Get out of the car, filth! With a woman having a baby last time. They're like, sir, could she have the baby? We need to have the... So she's going to have the baby right here! Shut up! I run things, and I sit and wait! Oh, God, I got a lot of power. It's all about his power. It's a power trip. James claims the dashboard camera upholds his client's story, showing that he acted appropriately in subduing paramedic Maurice White. He said that White came out of the ambulance trying to control the situation and was told repeatedly to return to the back of the rig. See, you don't control. We're in control. It's all about a threat continuum and how they got to maintain control. It's like this mentally ill cult. Long way from Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon out pulling over ambulances. You know, that's. I mean, you know, this is mental illness. He was asked before there was a curse word, that's defending that, before there was yelling to get back in the ambulance three times. He did not comply with a lawful order. James said, no, you were breaking the law, pulling that ambulance over and driving recklessly. You need to be charged. Mr. White committed, by the way, there's a lot of state laws, I don't know about Oklahoma, but a lot of states have it because the cops killing people, that if you weren't going to an emergency call, you shouldn't have been driving 100 miles an hour, and it's clear you're doing that. And then running up on the back, in the neighborhood, he's going 80. But if that cop had killed a little kid, there'd have been, he was chasing a deadly person. Wait, I'm getting to that part. Mr. White committed an obstruction of justice, and he was told in that video, sir, you're going to be arrested for obstruction. And he was told that twice. He said, and the guy said, arrest me at the hospital. Let me get the lady who's having a heart attack there. He does not comply at that point in time. Yeah, doesn't comply in 5 seconds. Get in the freaking car! Get in the bleeping car! Get in the car! You know what I mean? Just totally mentally ill. Shouldn't be cleaning toilets, much less running around with a badge and gun. He does not comply at that point in time when the trooper tries to make an arrest. White claimed the trooper was out of control is simply unfounded, and reading White's contradictory statement proves it, James said. The guy's completely out of control screaming. Then he comes around the side, gets the EMT back out, and starts choking him. And the other cop's choking. That's out of control. We're going to show both these videos coming up. The officers, he got out of the vehicles in a state of rage. He approached my partner and said, get your ass back in there. Well, that's in a rage. I'm giving you a ticket for failure to yield. What do you mean flipping me off, which they say they didn't do. I challenge you to go out there and find that. It didn't happen, James said. Since the ambulance was not running its lights or siren, James said that Martin had every right to pull over the Creek Nation EMS ambulance on May 24th. Oklahoma Highway Patrolman, under all circumstances, has the right, I guess they're God, to make a traffic stop. He has the right to make a traffic stop on ambulance that is not running code before it has nothing more than any other vehicle, he said. Martin's attorney also said, because most ambulances only turn their lights on when they need to go through traffic. Martin's attorney also said that if someone thought that there was a trooper acted inappropriately, there are a number of things that run through the officer's mind. Yeah. Go talk to the state police. Go talk to the... And it goes on to say, one thing that police officers are taught is that a person who will fight a police officer, who will fight, I guess talking to him was fighting, is an extreme danger to the public. And they go on to say how dangerous the guy was for... Now we're going to... The EMT gets out and is like, What is going on here? We got a person in the car. He's like, get in the ass in, boy! And the guy's like, don't talk to us like that. What's wrong with you? Somebody's standing up to me. I'm going crazy. Totally insane. And the state police and the governor, everybody, are saying, hey, this is good. And that's why you're discredited and disliked. And you make all the other good state police officers who aren't lunatics on power trips look bad. And it turns out this guy's done this repeatedly. So, I guess in Iraq, the troops do just sit off the road shooting families up in their car. It's on YouTube. We could show you just killing families for fun. Look, we're humans. You're not God. You didn't rise after 3 days. And we got news. This is America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Now land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Now let's go ahead and go to the Dash video. Let's go ahead and start it. Here it is. He's driving down the road. Go ahead and crank the audio up behind me. So he's driving along at what appears to be about 85 miles an hour, 85 to 90. Now, here he comes up on an ambulance. It's at about 600 yards, 300 yards, 200 yards, 100 yards. He slows down to about 80. Now he's about 60. There's a car. Stop right there. Back it up. Now, The police car has now, at least 90 miles an hour, closed on the back of this ambulance on a two-road, windy, hilly road that he should be going about 45 on. He closes in seconds on the ambulance. The ambulance looks like it's about to get over, but then swerves out because as they go over the hill, there's a car in the two-foot shoulder hanging out in the one-lane road, one direction, two lanes total. So for those listening on the radio, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch this video. This is the life and death situation that we are witnessing right now. The ambulance is going the speed limit. Here comes a bat out of hell cop car on a windy two-lane road. He's up on his butt, and he's got his lights on. There's no way going up over the top of a hill that the ambulance can go into incoming traffic. He's stuck between incoming traffic and a car broke down in the road. Well, the cop doesn't like that. That ambulance should have just slammed in the back of that car. The rib cages should have gone through the steering column. They should have died and then praised the cop as they died. And because they didn't do that, they're going to pay. Back it up and show them. Here he comes, bat out of hell. Back it up even more. Bat out of hell up on the back of this. And then look at that rotten shoulder right there. See how the shoulder's all rotten? It's only a 2 foot shoulder, but it's rotten like it is in rural areas. Just rotten shoulder. Here comes Speed Racer. 90 miles an hour. 90 miles an hour. Closing. 80 miles an hour. He slows to 70. Two-lane road. Ambulance has to go out in front of the god because of a car in the lane. The ambulance driver should have killed themselves ramming into the car. He speeds around them up over the crest of a hill dangerously and accelerates. He's going 90 miles an hour. That looks about like about 95 right there. He slows down around a turn, 80 miles an hour. He's going through now a residential area. Appears to be going about 100 miles an hour right now. And he speeds into a gas station. They said they got a report of a stolen car. Now he's doing about 100 right there through neighborhoods. And now he pulls in to the gas station. There's a whole bunch of police cars there. and now he decides to leave. Now he's going to go after the ambulance. Now he's going to speed through the neighborhood towards the hospital at speeds of 70 to 80 miles an hour in an area that guaranteed was no more than 20-mile-an-hour zone. Now here he goes into the 20-mile-an-hour zone recklessly, and we come back, we'll play the confrontation, and then the up-close video of them choking him. So that is coming up. Now, you've already seen the reckless driving, the lunacy, almost driving the ambulance into a stalled car, risking the God's own life, but I guess gods can't die, so he's immortal, risking Hercules. He's half God. Hercules, the war hero, risks his own life, goes out into the oncoming to go around, because Lord knows he's bored all day out there in the country. Finally, must be the first big call he's had in a month. He's got some Iraqis to fight, I mean American people. So he accelerates on down the road towards the ambulance. And the ambulance thinks they've woke up in the Twilight Zone. It is the Twilight Zone. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
I've got 3 different sources, one of them a trusted source in Washington, D.C., that Von Bruen was being federally handled. That's going to be breaking here in the next few days, sooner rather than later. Dangerous info to have. In fact, I may just have to get one of the witnesses on before the show ends. I don't like holding on this type of info. We have little rules around here that keep us a little bit safe so we can finish our mission. In fact, I've just been so busy with other stuff, I haven't been spending all the time on this. I should have the last few days working on it. All right, let's finish up. Go back to the video, and then we'll back our next guest up to like 15 after. Go ahead and call him and let him know that. Thank you. Jaron in there, Jaron Neihart, running things, pointed out something that I noticed last night and forgotten to make the point. The ambulance has seconds. I mean, this police car comes flying up on him so fast, he has no way to get out of the way. And I've told you, I've been driving back from Church, Texas, or driving up I-35 through Church, Texas, and there's this blue Charger that I see fly up on people's tails every time I'm down there. He must be out there giving tickets 24/7. He did it to me. Three-lane I-35, I'm in the slow lane, cruise control at 70, because I don't want to get tickets in that speed trap. And he flies up on my tail. By the time I see it, literally this dark blue Charger goes 100 miles an hour, right up behind me, almost hits me 3 feet, and it goes, flies out and shoots on down the road. I mean, just absolute reckless driving, absolutely psychopathic. Well, this cop's not driving that reckless. He's driving fast, though, on these windy, rotten roads. And in seconds, he's up on that ambulance, and the ambulance can't get over because there's a car in the breakdown lane. So as soon as it can, it gets over fast. Because, I mean, they know God's about to come after them and strike them down if they don't. Bolts of lightning are going to hit them in the form of a taser. So you see them get over, not fast enough. I mean, the only way that cop would have been happy on his power trip is if they'd have gone, all right, you know, say goodbye, God, I'm coming home, and just steered right into that car. And hope they lived. And then the cop was still there. You piece of filth. Learn to get out of my way quicker. Die better. I mean, literally, this is the mental illness we're seeing. And the cop's so delusional, he thinks, yeah, well, they deserved it. Yeah, I'm going to give you a ticket, you son of a bitch. And that's all coming up. So, but play that video again from his squad car. Here it is. Boom, there's the car in the breakdown lane. They swerve to get out of God's way. God going up the top of the hill, the crest, goes ahead and shoots over dangerously. I mean, I would say that ambulance dangerously pulled over for him. Well, it doesn't matter. See, that's like a game to cops. They're supposed to yield to me. It's the law. So I'm going to fly up on this family in a minivan at 100 miles an hour on I-35 and almost hit them. Nobody can stop me and I'll kill that whole family. They give me a problem. Just driving however they want. That's how America operates. All right, we've already shown this. Fast forward now to him pulling the ambulance back over after he goes to the call and there's no problem. Now let's get him on his way from leaving the gas station. He now drives recklessly. Here he is, driving recklessly in the neighborhood to get to the ambulance. Here we go. Here goes Speed Racer with kids on their Hot Wheels playing. Crank it up. Listen to it. And now we're going. Now we're up to 70 in the neighborhood. Now we're up to 80. Flying up on their tail. Pull over. And boy, they pull over quick. So here's an ambulance being pulled over in a neighborhood on the way to the hospital. When we come back, we'll get to this, okay? Hit pause right there. You want to see insanity. You want to see mental illness. You're going to see it. And they're in the news saying that the EMTs are dangerous to the public. This is incredible. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.